What exactly is wrong with what General Stanley McChrystal said to Rolling Stone? Is it insubordination to a boss, disrespect for the commander-in-chief? Or, as the reporter Michael Hastings suggests, is it a sign of a deeper problem?
When your top military leader, General McChrystal, is clearly not getting along with your ambassador or with your special representative or with your national security advisor, you know, obviously that's, you're never going to get on the same page.
Are the military brass always at war with the suits in Washington? Is this normal?
The whole strategy is based on working, having the military and diplomats work together, and that's obviously not happening.
Hey guys, the enemy's out there, not in Washington. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, June 23rd, and General Stanley McChrystal, in just a matter of hours, is going to have to be answering to the commander-in-chief about his comments.
Well, let's get a check of the morning's top news stories. And McChrystal's right at the top. In military parlance, you might say the top military commander in Afghanistan is looking a little sideways at this point, and he may be on the bottom after this morning's meeting with President Obama. General McChrystal's fate will be decided by a president who apparently doesn't appreciate being mocked.
I think it's clear that the article in which he and his team appeared showed a poor judgment.
According to reports this morning, two military officials say McChrystal is prepared to submit his resignation because of the Rolling Stone article. It comes at a critical time in the Afghan war. 2010 is on track to be one of the deadliest years for U.S. troops. The planned operation in Kandahar has been delayed, and the Karzai government in Afghanistan is threatening to cut a deal with the Taliban.
Joining us now is retired U.S. Army Colonel Jack Jacobs. Good morning, Colonel.
Well, good morning.
This is not the first time the president has had to dress down the general over comments that he's made. Do you think in this current issue and in what you've heard about what General Stanley McChrystal said, do you think we're talking about a personality conflict here, or is this a dispute over policy?
I think it's both. They're not mutually exclusive. I think he's probably the wrong guy for the job in the first place. He's been very, very focused his entire career on special operations, which is only part of the exercise in Afghanistan. I remember General McChrystal 35 years ago when I was teaching at West Point. I was a major at the time, and he was a cadet. People don't change very much over time. He was even then a very, very tightly wound, very focused, and very professional young man. But for somebody who focuses on special operations to then become in charge of a countrywide exercise like in Afghanistan is probably the wrong guy. And he disagreed in any case with, at the very beginning, with the plan that the National Security Establishment had for Afghanistan. His idea, and he said it repeatedly, it's going to take a decade, and the president wants it done by next July.
We're going to go into this in more detail with Colonel Jack Jacobs in just a moment.
Federal judge has blocked the Obama administration's six-month moratorium on deep water drilling projects. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar says he'll issue a new moratorium with more information on why it's necessary, and the White House says the president plans to appeal. The moratorium is not sitting well with Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal, though.
I'm asking the federal government, I'm asking the president, I'm asking the administration, I'm asking Secretary Salazar, do not appeal this injunction.
Jindal says 150,000 jobs in Louisiana are affected by the drilling ban. We'll try to get to the bottom of this later on in the hour. Republican voters in South Carolina have chosen Nikki Haley to be their candidate for governor. Also in South Carolina, Tim Scott, an African-American, defeated Strom Thurmond's son in a Republican congressional race. And an update this morning from Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner says banks have repaid 75% of the bailout money so far. Thank you, banks.
Looking at the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down. Futures are up. The Dow starts at 10,293. The S&P at 1,095, the NASDAQ at 2,261. Going back to that moratorium on drilling in the Gulf, we're going to talk about that more. Some Gulf residents are very happy about it. We'll talk about it later in the hour. But in just a moment, more with Colonel Jack Jacobs about the military reaction to General Stanley McChrystal's remarks.